The lilacs was as quiet as the grave. Just how Maggie Storm liked it, especially after all the noise and chaos that had gone on at home. The washing machine had gone on the blink mid-cycle, and Dave had taken a screwdriver to it and, surprise, surprise, flooded the kitchen. She had been telling him for weeks that there was something wrong with it, but he hadn't listened. Not that he ever did listen. 17 years of marriage, and he still asked how many sugars she wanted in her tea. That was if he ever got off his backside in the first place to make her a drink. "I don't have sugar in my tea," she would reply through gritted teeth. "Only in coffee." Increasingly, she was finding herself speaking to him in capital letters. Very big capital letters, underlined sometimes. If she ever complained, he would accuse her of nagging and say that she was lucky to have a husband who made her a drink and that it wasn't his fault that he couldn't keep up with her faddy likes and dislikes. Lucky? Yeah, she was lucky, all right. At 19, she had married Dave Storm, who had all the magnetic charm, sophistication and understanding of Mr. Blobby. She was now so used to referring to him as Mr. Blobby in her head, she was sure that one day soon the name was going to slip out. Sometimes she had cartoon-like fantasies of taking a swing at him with a frying pan. Not to kill him, of course, merely to knock some sense into him. "I don't take sugar in my tea. Bang! I don't like being called Mags. Bang! I hate the way you sniff for no real reason." Sometimes, when she wasn't imagining herself with a frying pan in her hands, she pictured herself screaming, her mouth wide open, her eyes bulging nearly out of their sockets. The temptation to scream was growing harder to resist. But she mustn't give in to it. Do that, and she might lose it and never stop screaming. Not losing it was one of her New Year's resolutions, along with do something new, learn to stand up for myself, lose weight. Other than not losing it, she had done nothing about the resolutions, but it was only the 3rd of January, so early days. It was her first day back at work after the Christmas holidays, and to be honest, after a week of being cooped up with Mr. Blobby, Blobby Jr. and Brenda, the mother-in-law from hell, it was a relief. Maggie had been working for the family that owned the lilacs for 4 years now. Whilst she felt she knew a lot about them, as their cleaner she saw herself as all-seeing and all-knowing, they knew very little about her.